Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim.
Yesterday, breaking news with the Menendez brothers. Man, is the internet, it is so divided on this.
It is, it really is.
I kind of like it, though. It takes away from politics, finally.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know
what I mean? Without a doubt.
I just need something else in my feed besides this election that's coming up here.
Yeah, so the whole Menendez brothers, what's it called? Not a retrial, a resentencing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's part of the press conference. The DA out of district attorney out of California talking about where we're headed with the Menendez brothers.
I have to tell you that after a very careful review of all the arguments that were made for people on both sides of this equation, I came to a place where I believe that under the law, resentencing is appropriate. And I am going to recommend that to a court tomorrow. What that means in this particular case is that we're going to recommend to the court that the life without the possibility of parole be removed and that they will be sentenced for murder, which, because there are two murders involved, that will be 50 years to life. However, because of their age under the law, since they were under 26 years of age at the time that these crimes occurred, they will be eligible for parole immediately.
Coming home for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know about that age thing.
Yep.
Wow, that's under crazy. 26,
under 26? I mean, that seems like a very old age.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That you get a leniency for. I would think, okay, maybe under 21,
now,
but not 26.
Now, do we know if they have, is there still a trust anywhere? Is there any money?
I don't know. Yeah. No, they say these guys are going to make a ton of money out of it. I don't know what happened to the family money. The family money was estimated at $14 million, and that was 1989, I think it was, when this thing occurred.
And then the house, what was that? Like, there was a house.
So yeah,
that
mansion.
Was probably a couple million back then.
Well, that's part of the 14.
Oh, it is.
The entire family fortune was $14 million. And
oh,
I think
then
that
that's
was the property
gone.
And everything. So I don't know what happened. Yeah, with their lawyer fees, that probably, you know, probably put them in the hole. But they're saying these guys are going to make a ton of money out of this thing. You know, the only thing that bothers me with this whole story, and let me tell you, we could put this at Texadato at 51059, and it will be 50-50 split. People think they should stay in jail. There are people also thinking that they should be set free because of the abuse that allegedly happened. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if they should be or shouldn't be.
I think they're going to become famous. I think they're both going to become famous.
They're
I think
rich.
They're going to make a lot of money. I mean, if you even look at that girl who, remember her mom made her act like she had cancer and all that stuff. And, and then she had her boyfriend stab her, shoot her, whatever. She became famous, right?
Yeah.
I think there are those stories that these people that commit these awful crimes become famous.
And they're going to be doing so many interviews and talking to everyone about it.
Now, when I was watching yesterday, they had a lot of different lawyers that weigh in, give their opinion. You know, it's just the way it goes. One of the things they brought up was, we're setting a really bad precedent when you set it so that a Netflix docu can actually spark something like this. It's like, okay, this is really dangerous territory. When you go and put together a Netflix series, and that show.
Well, it did it with, what's his name, the guy with his pregnant wife. It was kind of the same story. Remember, now that agency is looking at him to let him be released. Oh, what's his name? You know, his wife was pregnant, and fishing boat guy.
Scott Peterson.
Yes. Yeah, that Netflix thing then brought out whatever that group is. They're re-looking at it.
Yeah, but it's not really gone any further.
No, but it's still
gone to the point of release.
But for them to look at it.
I got you. I'm just saying that now we've taken it to a different level. You've got a DA that's saying these guys are going to get out for the most part, okay? So it's a little bit different in that regard. But yeah, they're saying that, they being the lawyers, that when you start looking at these Netflix series in order to, you know, state a case to get out of prison, it might be a little bit, slippery slope.
And yes, that DA did sound like Kermit the Frog. Everybody's texting about
that. They hate that guy. They hate that guy out there.
Well, it's just his voice is very annoying.
It's very distracting.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.